Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome back, Disciple Makers. I'm Allegra Collins. And this week, we are continuing to learn about the attribute of God, that God is the Creator. Our Bible story for this week is Abram and Lot, and comes from Genesis chapter 12 through 15. God made a covenant with Abram and told him to leave his country and travel to a new place. Abram left and took his nephew Lot. After a while, there wasn't enough room for both Abram's and Lot's flocks and herds. Abram let Lot pick which land to take. Lot took what appeared to be the best land for himself. But God reminded Abram of his promise. Lot ended up in trouble, but Abram rescued him. When teaching this Bible story, there's two words in our preschool glossary we have identified to help you explain it to a preschooler. The first word is herdsman, which means someone who watches and cares for animals. And the other word is settled, which is to be set in a place. This Bible story points back to Jesus, and that part of God's promise to Abram was that one day the whole world would be blessed by his family. Hundreds of years later, God would send his rescuer, Jesus, through Abram's family to save the whole world from our sins. Today's bright idea is that God is in control. And when reviewing this Bible story with preschoolers, you can use the framework of the he, we, and me. He is what we want a preschooler to remember about God. They can remember that God is in control. We is how does this affect them as a whole group? God has a plan for us. And me, how does this affect a preschooler's life? God has a plan for me. Now let's take a look at this month's memory verse, which comes from Colossians 1:16 and says, "For by him all things were created." And the question that we have been asking and answering for the whole month is who made everything and rules over everything? God. Now let's look at our preschool perspective for this week, which is to help them to become. Intentional discipleship helps preschoolers experience God's love and begin learning to live like Jesus in the world around them. Talk about what's real. Preschoolers notice the world around them, friends, feelings, family, and sometimes hard things like worry or conflict. You can help them to see how God wants them to respond with love and trust in Him. Use simple, age-appropriate discussions to guide their understanding. Model spiritual habits. Show kids how to pray, sing, give thanks, and help others. Show the fruit of the Spirit. Encourage love, joy, kindness, and gentleness in their daily actions. Celebrate when you see these qualities growing as evidence of God's Spirit at work. Practice sharing Jesus. Invite kids to pray for others and talk about ways to share God's love with people around them. Simple conversations and prayers can plant seeds of faith early. Our Navigate a Broken World for this week is family and estrangement. Almost a third of adults report that they are estranged from at least one family member. Family conflict can be confusing and painful, even for preschoolers. While they may not understand all the details, many young kids are already feeling the effects of broken family relationships. They may no longer see a parent, grandparent, or sibling as often or at all because of adult disagreements they don't fully understand. In today's story, kids will learn about a family conflict that ended in two family members, Abram and Lot, having to go their separate ways because of a disagreement. While it's a sad part of the Bible story, it shows us something very important. God is faithful, even when families have problems. Some preschoolers may want to share personal stories about their families. Be a good listener, but gently guide them if they start to overshare. Overall, focus on God's love, care, and faithfulness. You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.